America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. By honoring your sacred vocation of business, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. At Grand Canyon University, our MBA degree program is 100% online, with emphases in business analytics and finance to help you reach your goals. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Rudiger plays a ball into Joshua Kimmich. He finds Florin Wirtz. Wirtz back to Kimmich. Kimmich into Rudiger. Rudiger swings a crossing. Falcao contains nicely to Kai Havertz with a shot and is blocked. Brilliant block there by Carvajal. That effort was goal bound from Kai Havertz. But Germany still have possession of the ball. It's Jonathan Tah. Chips one in looking for Florin Wirtz, but it's cleared out there by Cucurella and Nico Williams. Germany with the ball. Toni Kroos coming forward. That was a glorious opportunity there for the Germans. Kai Havertz. And a super, super block there from Carvajal. Rudiger swings in across there. Havertz jumping along with Falkrug. But his header goes out for a goal kick. Good spell of possession.
Good spell of possession. And they are beginning to get sight of goal. They are getting relevant action spots inside the penalty area. But equally, we're seeing determined defense from the Spanish team. But the Germans cannot allow their heads to drop. They cannot allow the frustration to get to them. This is where you need the fans to provide that energy that the team can feed off. And so at this point, beyond the tactics, beyond the individual ability of the players, they need some inspiration, and it has to come from the fans.
Germans coming forward. Kai Havertz on the edge of the box. Havertz eventually loses possession there to Rodri, and Spain will come forward. Rodri feeds a pass there into Ferran Torres. You get there ahead of Mittelstadt. Mittelstadt, it looked like he won the ball on the referee. The linesman's flag didn't go up. But Anthony Taylor pulls it back for a foul.
That's a yellow card for dissent. That's very curious, because the linesman was closer to the action. And from the replay, there is no foul there. The linesman was closer to the action. If he doesn't flag it, how come the referee, who was half a world away, somehow thought he has some bifocal or binoculars that he could actually see the action clearer than the referee, who was within touching distance of the two players?
It is a free kick to the Spaniards, just on the edge of the penalty area, on the right-hand side. Opportunity for a cross. We've played 74 minutes of action in Spain 1, Germany 0. Euro 2024 quarterfinal action. And the commentary is live on Joy 99.7 FM. Ferran Torres with a free kick. He hits it long. Far post there. That was a dangerous, dangerous free kick. And the Germans will clear. Musiala on the ball. He's pulled down there by Ferran Torres. This should be a yellow card. Yes, it is. Coverage is brought to you by Heritage Christian University College and NASCO. If you can't win the ball off him, then you must foul him.
That was a very annoying foul. You know, he tried to hold him back.
Literally a rugby tackle.
Yes, there. But realized that, the guy was too slippery. He was getting away from you, and so had to use all of him, every might in his body, to drag him down. Even still, Musiala did not fall.
It's Cucurella. Finds Nico Williams. Nice touch there into Fabian Ruiz. Nico Williams coming forward for Spain. Nico Williams plays it into Morata. Morata finds Ferran Torres on the right-hand side. Torres back into midfield to Rodri. Rodri to Carvajal. Spain calming down the ball. They are in the lead. You don't need to force the issue. You just need to maintain possession. Defend well. And they will be through to the semi-finals. And Carvajal has turned and turned and turned and turned. And concedes a throw-in. Cheap possession to give away there, Carvajal. Nervous looks in the crowd there. The hosts don't want to, is it go home or stay home? Toni Kroos
Yeah, they, of the 24 teams that have been at the Euros, they are the only team who would not require plane tickets when they get eliminated. Or if they get eliminated.
It's Toni Kroos who finds Jonathan Tah, Germany, on the ball. Tah finds... as if Falkrook was trying to help it on to Musiala. The pass will not go through, and Unai Simon claims for the Germans.
Really resolutely defending from Spain. And it looks like while the Germans had momentum, brief spells, got good sights on goal, they kept things calm at the back and ensured that they stayed within the game. There were times that they would concede some chances, but a mix of brilliant defending and some last-ditch tackles have ensured that they've still got that advantage. When you talk about Spanish football, defensive resilience is not something you associate with them, but they've been full value for the manager.
The chairman's coming forward, he's far in front. Ball into the post, Falkrook! It hits the post! It hits the post and is cleared out by the Spaniards! That was the chance for Germany! Niklas Falkrook! Unai Simon was rooted to the spot, Falkrook hit the post, and the chance goes begging.
Who says no one is lacking football? Is it written in the stars? Is it written in the stars? Because how did that not go in?
The substitutes combined. It was Florin Wirtz into Falkrook. I think had Falkrook not got in contact onto that ball, that could have been a penalty. His shirt was being pulled on that occasion.
It could have been. And look, and there are some referees who will still call the ball back for advantage because they would interpret that to be that Falkrook went down thanks to the contact that Lenormand made on him. Because he was clearly pulling his jersey.
Manuel Neuer on the ball for the Germans. He finds Rudiger. Germany searching for that equalizer. Spain 1, Germany 0. Euro 2024 quarterfinal action. Kai Havertz on the right hand side for Germany. Finds Joshua Kimmich. Cut back there. And the ball falls onto the foot of Florin Wirtz. He's trying to turn. One too many touches and loses possession of the ball. Manuel Neuer now playing in midfield for Germany. And his pass couldn't find Toni Kroos. And it goes out for a throw-in to the Spaniards.
How could he was under no pressure whatsoever, but he did really well. When your team pushes that high up the pitch, you have to also move forward just to ensure that whenever there is a counter break, you can deal with scenarios like that. Because look, he knows that his two center backs are not the quickest, particularly Jonathan Tah, so he needs to ensure that he's within reasonable distance of his center back. So he does what he's already excellent at, which is sweeping up at the back.
Substitution for Spain. Nico Williams and Morata will come off for the Spaniards. Morata, the captain, has had a good job today. Held that play well, linked that play well. Passes the captain's armband to Rodri. Nico Williams has had a good game. Yazabal and Merino come on for the Spaniards in place of Nico Williams and Morata. Merino and Oyarzabal.
Mikel Merino has had quite the career, hasn't he? From his days at Borussia Dortmund, came into the Premier League to play for Newcastle United, went to Spain, has essentially turned his career around, and now he's on the cusp of earning himself a move to Barcelona. That is if the reports are true.
And it's a substitution, another one for the Germans. It's desperation time. They bring on the senior citizen, Thomas Müller, who replaces Jonathan Tah, the centre-back. So a forward for a centre-back. Germany need a goal. Brilliant play there from Fabian Ruiz. Took out three German players, and he's coming forward. He finds Oyarzabal. Chance there for Spain. The clearance is made only as far as Merino. He overhits his pass to Dani Olmo. Man. But what a skill there from Fabian Ruiz. This is what we call advent.
Eddie, there is nothing better than football in this world.
Wow.
Like let nobody this. There is no sport that will give you the level of excitement, the artistry, everything you want.
German's coming forward. Was Havertz trying to find the senior citizen, Thomas Muller. But the legs won't allow him to get past Nacho. And Nacho intercepts nicely. Falkrug turns Musiala into the box for Germany. Chance there for the Germans, and Musiala plays it. Goal kick.
Was a good attempt, but he rushed his effort. I thought he would wait a split second more just to get the balance. And if he did, I don't think he would have opted to shoot. But again, how did that ball not go in for Germany? Because even while Falkrug was going down, he did everything possible. Right power, right pace, and the ball was spinning goalwards. How it just kissed the upright instead of going inside, I cannot comprehend. So unlucky
there from the Germans. David from Shy Hill said the game will end goalless. Amfa. It's Kwashi from Adenta News site. He said it's going to be 2-1 against Spain. Chance there for the Germans. This guy happens. He chips it past the goalkeeper and it just goes over the top. That was a glorious opportunity there for Germany. Unai Simon off his line. Havertz picked up the loose ball from the goal kick. Went past his man, chipped the ball over the goalkeeper by inches over the top.
That was mighty close. You can't even fault him for making that effort and attempting to score from that far out. He knew the goalkeeper had been beaten. If it dipped in time, that would have been the level. And what a goal that would have been. But unfortunately for him, he missed the post by millimeters. You can talk about the option on the right side that he could actually square the ball. But when you've seen that space behind the goalkeeper, when you know that you've got the technique, you will back yourself. And that's exactly what Kai Havertz did. It's only unfortunate that he could not score.
Spain have the ball inside the center circle. Thomas Muller thought he'd won it off Rodri. But Anthony Taylor calls a foul there for Rodri. So the best of challenges there for Muller. Fabian Ruiz, nicely done there. Plays in Cucurella on the left-hand side for Spain. It's 84 minutes played. It's Spain 1, Germany 0. Euro 2024 quarter-final action. Commentary is live on Joy 99.7 FM. Is Ruiz finds Carvajal for Spain. The coverage is brought to you by Nasco and Heritage Christian University College. Spain coming forward. Fabian Ruiz with a shot over the bar.
Good effort from him. And if there is any player inside the Spanish team or of the players in the Spanish team, he's one of those who can actually hit it from distance. And I'm not surprised that he would back himself in that situation.
Toni Kroos.
So Kroos has essentially been playing as the second centre-back, exchanging or swapping that role with Andrich, who came on in the second half.
Germany want a foul there. Yes, there was a push on Falkrug by Carvajal. It is a free kick for the Germans. An opportunity to get something into the box. Niklas Falkrug winning that free kick off Carvajal. It was unnecessary there from Carvajal.
They have to be careful. This is not a time to be giving away set pieces around this time. And certainly in positions like this where the Germans have got the quality both to go direct and even to find a route into the box to score. Because they've got aerial monsters inside that team. Rudiger is one man that you cannot discount. Falkrug certainly. Already Kai Havertz has scored a couple in the past season for Arsenal. So Germany have got the ammunition. Spain have got to defend these situations much better.
It's Toni Kroos behind the free kick. Toni Kroos behind the free kick for the Germans. Cruz hits it to the far post. Anthony Taylor, stop play. I wonder what he stopped it for. It looked like, yeah, he wasn't too happy with the pushing and shared tagging there in the box. He wants that free kick retaken. So Toni Kroos will have another opportunity because, frankly, the first one was extremely poor. Toni Kroos clips one into the box. Far post. It's got Havertz. And it's a save there for Unai Simon. Good chance there for Germany. The header down into the turf. And Unai Simon did well to save.
But he's already got rid of the defender. Why does he not attack the ball and aim for the back post rather than the near post? Because the near post is where the goalkeeper is and it's always going to be close to him.
Looked like it was even just be a foul. Yeah, he pushed Laporte before getting his head onto that ball. Dani Olmo, nice pass there. The Germans will come forward. They lose possession. It's Kai Havertz on the right-hand side for Germany. Havertz into the box. Cross comes in. He loots everybody. And Carvajal will head it out for a corner. Germany are up in the ante. They have 4 minutes to respond. Their Euro 2024 dream is slowly fading away. Will this be the last 4 minutes of Toni Kroos we'll see on a football pitch? Or can he save the day? The German fans looking pretty but sad. It's a corner kick for Germany. Toni Kroos behind the ball. The senior citizen is in the box. Short corner taken. Falkrook plays it back to Kroos. Opportunity for a cross. He finds Musiala onto his right foot. It's a shot coming and it's blocked. And the clearance is completed there by Dani Olmo.
I'm not sure if this is the time to be intricate or try to be smart. Look, go route one and be direct. You have the men in the box. You have a better chance of scoring aerially than trying to be cute. I mean, you pull off a move like this when there is no risk, when you've got the insurance of a healthy advantage. Without that, it really doesn't make sense.
That's what to win the header is Musiala into the box. Musiala onto his right foot. He plays it back there. Was looking for Kroos, but Marina is there and clears long. We'll go out for a throw-in. Manuel Neuer takes the throw-in for Germany. It's desperation time for the Germans. They have 2 minutes to respond. Toni Kroos, is this the last 2 minutes we are seeing you on the football pitch? Crossfield pass to Joshua Kimmich on the right-hand side. Ball now with Rudiger, who is now playing as a defensive midfielder. Toni Rudiger on the right-hand side. Swings in across. It's chested down by Havertz to Florian Wirtz. That's what to control. It's Kroos. Mittelstadt, left-hand side. Cross comes in. It's deep. Kukureya is a shot and it's in the back of the net. It's Florian Wirtz. Florian Wirtz for Germany. It's 1-1. Wirtz with an equalizer. Germany are back in this. The Hosts are not going home. At least not now. It's Spain 1, Germany 1. Florian Wirtz with the equalizer.
Well, this is why I was saying that there was no point in trying to be cute or intricate with that earlier corner kick they had. You have the aerial monsters in the team. You've got technicians inside the penalty box who, if a chance like we just saw drops to them, will balloon it into the back of the net. And look, brilliant play from Florian Wirtz. And this is what you get when you've got a team full of match winners and goal scorers. When the tournament began, we said here that the Germans have got something not many teams have. The front four have got between them about 80 goals from the season that just ended. Falkrug, Musiala, Kai Havertz himself, right? And then the others who also will chip in with a number of goals, including Florian Wirtz, who had 21 goal contributions in the just ended season. So when deep calleth, deep answereth. And the Germans have got the men of depth in their numbers. And one of them has, in fact, two of them, Havertz with a knockdown, and then Florian Wirtz with that brilliant finish to restore parity for this game. But the Germans have got something to worry about, though, because they made a number of substitutions desperately to restore parity. Now they have to find a way of restoring balance to their team, because they have one center back on the pitch, and that's Rudiger. So what it means is that Toni Kroos and then Andrich would have to be alternating between the center back and holding midfield roles, as they've done all through the second half since those substitutions were made. But Daniel, brilliant, brilliant attitude and effort from the Germans. They didn't let their heads drop, found a way to sustain the momentum and intensity, kept on creating the chances. They were missing a number of them. Kai Havertz missed one. Musiala scuffed and rushed a few of those efforts that we saw. But one thing was constant: the attitude, the momentum, and sticking to the plan. And it's one thing that's very admirable from the Germans, because not many teams will have the discipline to keep things going the way the manager wants. And so far, it worked a treat for them.
It was a lovely strike there by Florian Wirtz. You must credit Joshua Kimmich on the back post. That was some assist. A 5'10 right back who's leaping higher. A much taller opposition at the back post. Got that decisive touch to bring it back into the path of Florian Wirtz, who hammered it past goalkeeper Unai Simon. But Spain come forward. There's the ball. A good defending there. We would have had a clean strike on goal if not for that interception from Andrich. Spain still coming forward. Toni Kroos there literally just pushed Arrizabal over. It looked like it was a foul. The ref,
it looks like the referee is
such a, that's a blatant foul on the edge of the box.
That's not a foul.
He literally pushed him over.
Anywhere else on the pitch, because in this position, it will give an unfair advantage to the Spanish. Oyarzabal was already on his way down. He had no clear advantage of the ball. To whistle and give them a free kick, would, because in the end, that is the advantage that is going to give them. And when you look at it from that way, you can understand why Taylor was reluctant to whistle for a free kick.
Thomas Muller does well to get a toe poke onto the ball, hoping it will fall onto the foot of Florian Wirtz, but
Daniel,
goalkeeper Unai Simon.
How do Germany achieve balance with the current structure and the profile of players on the pitch? Because you have essentially one centre-back there, one holding, one natural central midfielder on the pitch for them. So you're having Musiala dropping deeper. Thomas Muller also dropping deeper for them, ostensibly to track runs. But those were substitutions they made while the game was 1-0 in favor of Spain. Let's see how they will cope.
Desperate time calls for desperate measures. They had to make those changes. Now they find themselves in a very interesting position. The Spaniards, Nico Schlotterbeck on the bench for Germany, has found a way to earn himself a yellow card. Free kick is taken there by Manuel Neuer. Falls to Wirtz. Helps it on to Muller on the left-hand side for Germany. Thomas Muller still coming forward. He swings a crossing. That was such a good cross there for Muller. But Falkrug failed to control at the far post. That was a sweet, supreme cross. This is why he's a king of assists. And Germany come forward again. This time it was Muller. And it was inches wide. That could easily have been the winner. What a chance.
Tired legs beginning to show, because Cavall saw the danger. Muller was right in front of him, but he could not pick the run. Although, to be fair to him, Muller was marginally offside.
And the whistle goes for full time. It ends Spain 1, Germany 1. This is not the Copa America, so we are not going straight to penalties. We have 30 extra minutes of extra time. And these teams will have to battle it out for half an hour. They are to be separated. If not, we go to the dreaded penalty shootout.
And we're here for all of the fun. I mean, there are games where if it travels into extra time, you dread it because there is no quality, there is no excitement or intensity. But this game has got it all for less. And thanks to the substitutions that the two sets of teams have made, there are fresh limbs on the pitch who are even going to give us more entertainment, if not as much as we've seen in the 90 minutes prior.
You're still listening to Joy 99.7 FM. It's live coverage of Euro 2024. Quarterfinal action between Spain and Germany has ended 1-1 after regulation time. We enter extra time. My name is Daniel Kranting, doing this with Victor Achutamaklu. We'll take a quick round of messages and then we'll be back for the start of extra time.
After tasting 10 cities worth of Abochi's kebab, you finally decide to buy some.
Abochi, add more pepper.
He wraps it up and you take it home. Just when you're about to dig in, you see your name in bold Times New Roman font size 14 on the paper. And that's when you realize it's the CV you submitted for a job last week. The job market is changing rapidly. AI, clouds, holograms. Who knows what's next? Over 34 million Ghanaians. What makes you stand out? Get the X Factor to get ahead with tech courses from ALX. Choose AWS Cloud Computing, Salesforce Administration, Data Analytics, Data Science, Front-End Web Development, Back-End Web Development, or AI Career Essentials. Search ALX Ghana online to apply now. ALX, do hard things.
Everyone is running to Bills. Enjoy the peace of mind that comes with acquiring any of our loan facilities. For whoever you are and whatever you're doing, Bills has a product for you. No susu, no deposits. All you need is your Ghana card. Call 0302-200-390 or 0596-928-33 today and live a bill-free life. Bills Microcredit is licensed by the Bank of Ghana. Bills, financing your needs. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for insurance you can trust? Look no further than Impact Life Insurance. With over 30 years of experience of giving Ghanaians reliable life insurance solutions, we've stood the test of time. Call us today on 059-6922-343. Impact Life Insurance is a merger between Phoenix Life Assurance Company Limited and Ghana Union Assurance Life Company Limited. Celebrating 30 years of trust and reliability. Impact Life Insurance. No worries.
Gasaba, Gasaba. Smoke from firewood and charcoal is harmful and as damaging to our lungs as cigarettes. It can cause heart diseases leading to stroke and may even affect our eyesight in the long run. Grandmothers, mothers, sisters, wives, men, caterers, and everyone still cooking with charcoal, let's switch to LPG gas. The National Petroleum Authority has introduced the cylinder recirculation model in collaboration with local partners to make gas more accessible in all local communities. Whether you own a cylinder or not, join our CRM initiative. Simply show up at any exchange point near you with a small down payment to receive a filled cylinder or swap your empty one. Regular safety checks will be in place. Say ebisa mo se mo wa gas. Afedie gasaba, gasaba. Switch from firewood and charcoal to gas for a better and healthier life. This message is brought to you by the National Petroleum Authority and the Ministry of Energy.
This June, I for visit Joburg. Then July, I go do U-turn for Paris. Then August, I link up my boys for London. If I finish, then I relax. Because December, dear, ice skating in Dubai.
Kweku the traveler.
Or you be Vasco da Gama.
You hit some jackpot, eh?
I beg, show us the way.
As someone, didn't I already tell you about Wakana?
Eh? The online travel agency.
Yeah! They have a pay small service, so you don't have to break the bank to travel. Just select the payment plan and pay for your vacation. Small.
Hey, sir. Hey, any me to October. I'm going to Sao Tome and Principe.
Hey, headmaster.
For all your flights, hotels, visa assistance, tours and packages, and all your travel needs, call Waka now on 0242-435-515 or 0307-0808-2480 or visit www.wakanow.com.
Waka now. Let's go.
A fool!
wafa. IO Insurance has now introduced family cover.
Tell me more.
With the IO family cover, we can add up to 6 people each in our life and hospitalization cover for as little as 15 Ghana cedis.
6 people? 15 Ghana cedis?
Yeah. We also get up to 300 Ghana cedis per night for hospitalization and 15,000 Ghana cedis as life cover in case the unforeseen happens. The premium payment is so flexible. We can pay monthly, quarterly, and even annually.
Mr. Mentor, oh yeah, show me how to register.
Just dial *296# on your MTN phone and sign up for either My Hospital, My Life, or even both. With the family cover from IU Insurance, add up to 6 family members each on your life and hospitalization cover for 15 Ghana cedis and get up to 300 Ghana cedis per night for hospitalization and 15,000 Ghana cedis as a life cover in case the unforeseen occurs. Just dial *296# on your MTN number and sign up today. IU, because you care. Terms and conditions apply. Underwritten by Salam Life Insurance.
Second half is upon us. Extra time is upon us. Now listen to Joy 99.7 FM. It's live commentary of the Euro 2024 quarterfinal clash between Spain and Germany. It ended 1-1 after regulation time. Florian Wirtz. An 89-minute equalizer for the Germans, the hosts, to keep hope alive. Well, in the second half, and Dani Olmo has the ball on the left-hand side for Spain. Anthony Taylor pulls it back for a foul there. It's a collision between Cucurella and Florian Wirtz. And Wirtz picks up a yellow card there for his troubles.
And this is where the tired limbs manifest. In the first half, or some 30 minutes ago, he would have made that run and chased down Cucurella. But because they are tired, they are choosing the easier way out, committing a lot, some of these little fouls instead of tracking the run of the marker, because that would require more work.
Unai Simon chips one in looking for Luis. He does well. It's Merino. Merino into Dani Olmo, left-hand side there for Spain. Olmo, through ball coming in there looking for Riazabal. He can't get on the end of that and he goes out for a goal kick to the Germans. Spain coming forward again. It's Riazabal, this time goes for a shot. Rudiger does well to block. And Andrich will complete the clearance only as far as Nacho to Rodri to Cucurella. Dani Olmo. Olmo on the left-hand side for Spain. Plays a pass back to Cucurella. Rodri was trying to turn away from Wirtz. He goes down. Anthony Taylor calls for a foul. Wirtz is not happy with that decision.
But man, Daniels, Spain will be ruining some of the substitutes that they made and the timing of this, because you wonder if Yamal Musiala, if Nico Williams, if Alvaro Morata came off too early and invited pressure, because those were essentially the players who could hold the ball at the other end of the pitch and allow the defense and midfield to breathe and draw their teammates into play, put the Germans under some bit of pressure. But once they went off, it was all systems go for the Germans.
There's a chance there for Spain. Carvajal is inside the box. He hits in a cross looking for Merino. Is cleared out there by Rudiger. Merino. Dani Olmo now for Spain. Edge of the box, cuts onto his right foot. His shot there is blocked brilliantly by Joshua Kimmich. Kimmich into Olmo.
Spain, if Germany get a chance to attack, they need to target where Carvajal is, because he's been limping for God knows how long, and my guess is that he will not be able to keep up with the pace of Florian Wirtz.
Dani Olmo trying to thread that pass there into Oyarzabal. This block that.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.